Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Divine guidance is our topic in today's Wisdom for Women, Proverbs 29, verse 18. When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Many people view God as the divine killjoy. They bristle at the don'ts. They resent God telling them what they can and can't do. Do not have false gods. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Jesus said, enter the narrow gate that leads to life. For wide is the way that leads to destruction. Is God really confining us by giving us such guidelines? Is our nation better off now that we have taken the Ten Commandments off the courthouse walls and prayer out of schools? Recently, I was walking with my friend Linya in an older part of town. A man who was obviously homeless came alongside of her, requesting assistance. Instead of giving him money, she offered to buy him, Donnie, a hamburger. It grieved our hearts to see how alcohol had reduced him to such brokenness. I said, Donnie, are you tired of living this life? Do you want to change? Tears came quickly. I cry every day, he said. Drink has caused me to lose my kids and my family. When he was young, he probably thought the wild life was the free life. Like so many, he thought he could ignore God's warnings and guidelines. He thought he could beat the odds. Now he's in bondage. But the glorious truth I can tell Donnie today is, it's not too late. You may have turned your back on God, but God has not turned his back on you. It's not too late, Donnie. His power to restore is mighty. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's word will make you wise.